The initiation of Strauss's campaign to destroy Oppenheimer's reputation can thus be precisely dated. It began on the afternoon of May 25, 1953, with his appointment with the president. Ike would recall later that Strauss came back to him time and again about the Oppenheimer matter.
On this occasion, he told Eisenhower that he could not do the job at the AEC if Oppenheimer was connected in any way with the program.
A week before Strauss's meeting with Eisenhower, Oppie had phoned the White House and explained that he needed very badly to see the president for a short time and that it should not be long delayed.
2 days later, he was ushered into the Oval Office. After a short meeting, Eisenhower invited him to come back to brief the National Security Council on May 27th. Bringing Lee DeBridge with him, Oppenheimer spent 5 hours lecturing and answering questions. He argued the merits of candor and, perhaps thinking back to the 1946 Lilienthal panel, he urged the president to create a 5-member disarmament panel. According to C.D. Jackson, Oppenheimer had everybody spellbound except the president. Ike cordially thanked him for the briefing, but let him leave the room without tipping his hand as to what he actually thought.
Perhaps Eisenhower was weighing what Strauss had told him just 2 days earlier, that he could not run the AEC if Oppenheimer continued to serve as a consultant.
According to Jackson's account, Ike felt uncomfortable as he watched Oppenheimer exert his almost hypnotic power over small groups. Sometime later, he told Jackson that he did not completely trust the physicist.
Strauss's first blow had found its mark.